are you?
I'm Tomi. We met in middle school. And he was a bitch. And this isn't true. This is, I'm not even trying to like get a catchy intro.
Was I? No, like actually?
No, you were a bitch. You were just like, you didn't want me to be friends with your friend. You don't want me to take your friend, so you were not nice.
Okay, I don't have a good memory, so you might have to remind me of the lore.
The lore is I was friends with a girl named Tanya. And Marcel, yes, Marcel was also friends with the girl named Tanya. And we never hung out, the three of us. Mm-hmm. And one time I came inside of the table when it was like I was encroaching on his one-on-one time. Like, it was scheduled. And I was like, hey. And he looked at me like,
what's going on? Who are you? Wow.
Was that really? Who are you? And I was like, but sooner or later, like they all do.
We fell for you. You know? You just.
They realize I am great.
Yes.
And now Tanya is no more. She's alive.
She's still alive. She's gone. She's no longer with us.
No, but we are. I don't know where she is in life. But,
I don't either.
But we are still friends.
You and Tanya or me and you?
Yes.
You would die.
No, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm Marcel, and hi. We met in middle school. And of course, I just mentioned I don't remember half of the things I do yesterday, but I do remember we had a moment. But then we clicked, and it's been great ever since. I do remember that we had, like, not, I don't want to say a fight, but a big old disagreement, and my clothes got drawn on.
I thought you didn't remember.
I don't remember, but I remember that. Like, I feel like that's when I remember you. I'm like, oh, she's drawing on my clothes. I can't get it out.
All of a sudden, you remember the violence.
But yeah, no, actually, she beat me with a bat.
She put her hands on me.
I remember her abusing. No, just kidding. No, I do remember, like, drawing on the clothes. But I don't remember anything from middle school on it. I don't remember any, like, the memory, babe.
Well, at the middle school is, like, a hard time.
Hard. Especially for me. You know, flat back boy.
Yeah, I don't really remember having a hard time. I flew in between indifference and, like, I'm only here for a couple hours during the day. So
I'm like, is this my life? Every morning.
Really?
Honestly, all of my schooling was pretty terrible. Middle school, I mean, high school wasn't that bad. But, like, elementary, middle, awful.
Wow, I thought you were so cool. I wasn't getting that vibe at all. If somebody told me, is Marcel having a tough time, I'd be like, no.
Now or then?
Then. I would have been like,
yeah.
No.
Trauma. Oh. Ooh. Let's not look back. Let's look forward. We know each other now.
That's true. But yeah, I can't, if I were to say, like, what was my first impression of you, I can't really, like, pull on it.
I can't. I just know that's Tones, and she's real.
Yeah. I remember one of the things we hit it off on, it was either the shows we watched or the music we liked. I remember having a lot in common with you, and that's why we stayed close all those years. Mm-hmm. It's like, we didn't have all the same classes all the time, but whatever we would link up would be, like,
we
same
interest. We might be like, two classes.
Yeah, we'd be like same interests still, huh? Like, we always
still had.
Yeah, we always had the same shit in common. Like, we listened to the same stuff, and we watched the same shows a lot of the time. And we usually had similar or, like, very distinct different takes on something.
Yeah, I think it's pretty polar. We either, like, together or it's like, oh, girl, what's going on?
How did you even get there?
Which is great. You need some balance.
Yeah, and this podcast was because one day I was talking to Marcel on the phone. Like, randomly, we hadn't talked. No, I'm back.
Okay.
So I had, right before that phone call, I had done something. I had, like, picked up a hobby. And yeah. I had called him about the hobby. Like, this hobby's going crazy. And just, like, I was just cracking up. Like, whenever I have a hard time and I end up talking to you, it's just, like, so hilarious. And I'm just, like, I would just love to...
Love and light.
To legally have a reason to lock him down an hour.
Oh, wait. Wait a minute. This is captivity?
No, yeah. So it's, like, for a reason to have... Lock him down for an hour to talk. But anyways, yeah. A couple of things I wanted to talk about was... Forever, the show that just came out.
See, okay. Yeah, Forever. So I started it. Yeah.
And tell us what your take was.
Black media, cancel it. They gotta go.
You know what? I don't know you were.
What's it?
A fed.
For We Bleed Blue. Whatever. What's their slogan? Anyway.
The show is good. The music it's is not. Great.
The music is great. The awkward acting is crunchy. No. No.
Did you even watch a full episode?
I think I stopped at episode 5 or 3. I can check really quick for you. It was not that interesting to me. It's interesting in the way that it's bad and how they're still on. Your face is like, what's going on? Who's this?
There are times, especially shows, I agree with you. I'm just like, oh, this was a little bit much. This is silly. But this show I felt was so true to like how awkward those stages. High school.
No, it felt very authentically high school. And I think because I'm so past that, I'm like, I'm not there anymore. I'm on episode 4, the last couple minutes of episode 4.
Are you one of those
kids? There was like a full on mass expose of
Milford Woodlawn. They were having fun.
They were like, we had an outbreak. Full on chlamydia gonorrhea.
Good intertwining. And like, I really didn't know what the fuck was going on over there. Like with the news and the videos and chlamydia. To be honest, I never heard about chlamydia or gonorrhea.
My God, what's that?
When I had no clue this was going on. And like, and they probably didn't know all the hiking spots that I was going to.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't up in the chlamyd, but I also wasn't hiking.
I was just on dance. I gotta stop saying that because I always say that. I was like, my school was great. We didn't really, there was a
my school, your school experience was great. Maybe let's reframe.
Yeah. Because I was like, because there were so many different, like, there was alt kids, there were like art kids, and they weren't really, they sort of just went around like doing their own type of situation.
Yeah.
And then, you know what I'm thinking when I think of bullying?
Pushing into the lockers. Hey, man, give me your lunch money. Yeah. I got stuck up in the bathroom a couple of times. Not sapped, but like robbed. Yeah, girl. The locker room was crazy business. Yeah, I mean, I handled business when I needed to, but.
Mom or self.
Yeah, school was awful.
I want to give you a hug.
Come on, let's go.
This is so. I'm saying negative things about that school move from now on.
Yeah, like, isn't our, like, 10-year coming up? Do they even do 10 years? I'm not going to that. I haven't done enough change.
Marcel.
No, school, high school, grade. Don't want to watch it.
You know what? Now.
Now you get it?
Putting my therapy hat on, I can see why. And I'm not going to make you.
I'm still going to watch it because it is a well-done show. But it's just, I'm older now and I don't want to watch high schoolers.
Yeah.
But I still will. For the plot, I still will.
It's triggering.
Not really. Euphoria was way more triggering than this.
Our school was like Euphoria. Did we go to a different school?
Yeah. Maybe.
Our school was nothing like Euphoria. Me and Thess would watch Euphoria. We're like, look at this lie.
No, I'm like, oh my God, this is exactly like, yeah. Our school was something else.
No. Me and Thessa watched this Euphoria. We're like, look at these
fake news.
We had nothing like that experience. What the hell was going on with those kids? Mm-hmm. Look at the outfits they had on.
Well, maybe not the outfits. Like, that was a little bonks. But
me and Thessa were petitioning for a new AP course to be revealed. AP Geography.
Smart girlies.
We had, she was doing a fucking mural school that's like this.
No, yeah, girl.
Except the drugs. We had never seen no drugs. We have never seen any drugs.
Our school was a big old Percocet Zanny.
Percocet
and Zanny.
Marcel, there was no fucking Percocets at Milford.
I am telling you, the kids were getting down.
This is getting publicized. So if you're lying, don't lie.
I'm not lying.
We didn't even have weed.
We had dealers.
For weed?
For everything. I'm
shaking. Okay, we had very vastly different experiences high school. And we were maybe friends. How were we living two different lives?
Because I'm like weaving through everything. Like, I'm in the background listening, like, oh, okay, right.
Coke? Cocaine?
Maybe. I don't know. I saw coke for the first time. I won't tell you when on here, but I'll tell you after.
Okay.
Two times.
Yeah. I'm still coke free, baby.
Yeah. I wouldn't. I would, but not like I haven't.
No. We can start off with Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber.
Okay, these are two chunks of lore that's going on. Justin Bieber and the mess of his trauma, possibly, and then Hailey Bieber's obsession. Let's get into it.
I'm gonna get my take. Yeah, I'm well versed. I'm gonna get my take as a quick one.
I'm not as well versed, but I have thoughts. Speak.
And we switched places.
Ah, you're back.
Which is fine.
Which is your take? You want to go first or come on?
Yeah, so this is my Hailey Bieber, Justin Bieber take.
Okay.
He is dumb.
Okay, I'm gonna let
that think he's dumb. I think we've all been intellectualizing Justin Bieber too much. Okay. Like this whole he hates his wife, he's posting on purpose. This man probably has two cells. He's
rubbing.
Taking two of those. He's trying to light something up. At all times. There's nothing going on up there. Every time he pulls something, it's because he had an immediate thought.
Okay, and it's like, I gotta...
I gotta...
Gotta get this out now.
His wife is... It's fleeting. And his wife is sitting there like, everybody thinks you're smart and you're cooking this shit up. They don't know you're a fucking idiot. You do love me, but you're dumb as fuck. You're two rocks, and you're pissing me off. Stop posting. They don't know that you're dumb. Like, they're over here thinking that you're conniving.
They're gonna find out soon.
They don't know you're a fucking idiot. They don't, like, they're over here thinking you hate me. They don't know you're dumb.
Right.
Like, and I know it's pissing Haley off, but she's like, people are over here thinking he's so, like, manipulative and he hates me. And it's like, no, he literally has a fucking education of a two-year-old and he's just making decisions based off of that. He's floating. He's literally like, I'm a fairy. Like, he doesn't have any thoughts. He can't even come up with manipulative ideas. He's and I feel like people are just making up all these stories around Justin and he's probably reading like, damn, that's actually pretty smart.
Let me go with that one.
It's actually okay. Like, oh, she makes a lot of sense. Like, I was just thinking thoughts. I wasn't really having any big ideas. Mm-hmm. And that's my big thing on their whole relationship. I think people are over intellectualizing Justin Bieber. And Haley is just like, she's just being pretty and rich. That's all it is.
Mine is a little more contrived and conspiracy-like. So, let's go into Haley. I think she's a Looney Tune bin basket crazy girly pop. Allegedly she was obsessed with him when they were children. And I think her daddy bought Justin Bieber for her. And I think he hates it. Yeah.
That is a crazy take.
And I'm crazy.
That is as crazy as the earth is flat. And I'll tell you why.
I'm not there.
And I'll tell you why it's as crazy as the earth is flat. One, just because I watch a lot of movies and I know actors in general, her family did not have it like that to buy Justin at the time they bought him. Justin, at the time Haley wanted in, that's peak pricing. There's no way they could have afforded Justin at the peak he was at that age.
The gift of gab, he probably really sold it to him. And he was like, you know what, you're right.
Billy Baldwin could not afford Justin Bieber. Alec Baldwin can't afford Justin Bieber.
Combined income.
Maybe as a family.
A young, dumb teen. How old was he?
I think it was like, what?
Early 20s?
13? When they met?
Well, no. I mean, like, when they, like, full on...
Married,
yeah. That's around the buy-in.
Okay.
And he was with Selena. You know, they had their alleged drug issues. He could have been compromised. He's like, yeah, this is a good idea. Let me just sign. And so that's my thought on that. Yeah. I really think he hates his situation. Of course, he has also past industry trauma that might be coming up at the moment. And something's not right.
I think he's dumb.
That could be also true. Two things, you know.
No. I genuinely think everyone's having all these grand ideas about
it. You're like, that's too much.
And it requires too many books, too much thought, and they are both not giving that. I think Haley is smart.
I think she's smart. I think she's smart, crazy smart.
No. No, I think she's just like, I don't think there's anything different than her, your neighborhood girl who won't leave her
Agreed.
like your neighborhood, your community girl who won't leave her shit boyfriend that keeps going back to the same guy. That's, there's nothing different from her and every other girl that does that. But I genuinely just think he's dumb, and she's just like a caretaker. I think Kaylee's a caretaker of like, and he's dumb. I think that's their situation that they're in, and like the audiences needs to like lock in on that instead of all these other conspiracy theories that they have for them.
I have another conspiracy theory.
Of the same people?
Zoom in. Yeah, same thing. You know, Justin's kind of losing his bananas on online at the moment. I think she's just letting it happen. She's gonna, he does what he does. And they're gonna slap him into a conservatorship.
I don't think she'll do a conservative thing. I think she'd rather leave than she's so young. She
But they're
just.
like super religious, so I think that's her only way out. Like, put him up in a house versus divorce.
Okay.
You know, I love a conspiracy.
Yeah, because recently he's been going a little bit, and I'm like, somebody take
It's
his
been,
phone.
it's been a little more than just dumb ideas online.
And I go back to this, I go back to the same thing I was saying.
He's just dumb.
I think he's just dumb. And I
I don't
honestly.
know. No one can just pop up. I mean, they can be just dumb, but like this gives something different.
I think he's just for the first time in a couple years, he has something to promote, so they're giving him full access to all the accounts. Like he has a new brand coming out, and they're like, all right, go crazy,
Really? I'm
promote
at
your
that
brand.
typed in.
Yeah, he has a new like shoe brand coming out, so he's like,
Phew.
he remember he had that smiley face brand with the
No.
stickers and whatever, the elementary school
You know
sticker.
what's crazy? Justin Bieber was like my first ever purchase on my own. Like, I saved my allowance to buy that CD. And
I wasn't locked into that.
my world was my business. Loved it.
I said, look at this white man. I hated his hair.
I wanted that hair so bad. I would give me my bowl cut fringe bang. Come on.
I want to return back to the anti-black sentiments about forever during this clip.
Cancel Black Media.
Clip it. I
Cancel
wanted
Black
that
Media.
hair so bad. Mind you, the hair is Justin Bieber at 13 years old. Clip it.
I mean, but did you not want a mohawk growing up? Who didn't want a mohawk? I did. It could have been an Afro mohawk, but I wanted a mohawk.
This
I
is a
was heavy emo,
different.
though.
Yeah, you were. You were.
So. So
Anyways.
angsty. Ugh. Get in my room, Mom. Get
Oh
out.
my mom. But
Yeah, my emotional support hat.
a mohawk is crazy. I
I
didn't
want a
care for
mohawk.
Justin Bieber. I honestly was indifferent. I really,
Taylor.
really love Taylor. She is writing up every. Imagine, can you name another artist that's writing every single song, that's
Beyonce.
putting out all it.
Yeah, Beyonce.
We're not gonna do a
She
put
writes
two
on
queens
every
against each other.
single song.
The dot, the period, is what she writes. She doesn't write her music. What are you talking about?
Beyonce?
No, she doesn't write her music. Since when
She
does Beyonce start
does.
writing? When did
Since
Beyonce start
forever.
writing her music?
Every single song she writes on. She just credits other people. So people also say, oh, she's not writing her music. She writes everything. She collaborates.
She's heavily involved.
And she writes.
Okay. She
What was either Dangerously in Love or Beat It? I'm not that deep into her business, but one of the two albums, she wrote every single song. She was writing on Destiny's Child. They just, yes, Taylor writes more. We'll give her that.
Okay,
She is.
you know what I'll give it that. You know what I'll give it. The reason why Beyoncé is a different is seen differently as a writer compared to, I'll say, because Beyoncé, what Beyoncé does with her records is like she's collaborating with like 80 people for a singular. Because she's such a perfectionist, she's like every single sound. If I can get the best person to do it, I'll get the best person to do it.
And even with samples, she's just crediting everybody that was on the original. So it's
Yeah. So it gets
looking
drowned
like.
out. Whereas Taylor will work with a singular producer for an entire album. So it's
Which
just
is
her and that
why
other
the
person.
sound is the same. Which is
Let's
why
move on.
the sound is
Let's
same.
move on.
We don't like the truth, all right.
No, I feel like, no, I just genuinely feel like if she was black, we wouldn't be having this conversation. Moving on.
Black mediocrity is not accepted. So we wouldn't be having the conversation.
Her dancing, her performing, not good.
Taylor? Okay.
I thought you were saying it's good.
Let's move on.
She is an amazing writer.
Can she play an instrument? Can she write her ass off? The fucking yeah.
Is she gonna write? Does she play piano?
Yeah, she plays piano. She plays guitar.
Guitar, I know that. I was there for Tearless.
You know, she plays a uke. A lele.
I got it. I thought you meant Luke Tula.
It could have been you. No. A broom. Period. So, yeah, I think.
But Taylor is excellent to the white standard. Absolutely. I'll give it that.
Okay.
I'm done.
Right. Okay, what's next? The Pope is from Chicago.
Right.
The new Pope. I didn't know the Pope could be American. I will say that.
So what does the Pope do? Is he like the president or?
So the Pope essentially is just like, chooses the vibe of the world. Yeah.
I want peace or violence.
The Pope is like, we're loving the gays. Everybody loves the gays. Or he's like,
you homosexual?
He's like, let's stop racism. Everybody's like, I agree. And it's all over the world. Just.
Okay.
He declares the vibes. We're loving the blacks.
So he's the voice. The blacks. You got them all in there.
Yeah, and he's like, what are we having for homes? Meat? Steak is fine.
Steak is good. Vegans? Stop it.
We're out. So that's essentially what the Pope does. Seen Conclave? Great watch. No.
I hate a period piece. I have not seen Bridgerton. I won't watch Bridgerton.
Conclave is not
barely watched.
So it's literally like, about how they choose the Pope.
Is it not dated back?
No, it's literally dated yesterday. It's current.
Are you lying to me?
No, I'm not. It's literally, it's so Gossip Girl. It's literally about how they choose. No, it's so Gossip Girl coded. Conclave is, I'll give you a quick rundown. Conclave is about how they get all the cardinals, all the people that could be the Pope from different countries. They get like Ghana, Italy, like they get all the people and they get them in, they lock the house down. Windows are shut.
Not the lock-in. I've done those.
It's a lock-in, like the church lock-in, but for Pope. I've done one. So they lock him in there like, you're not going nowhere. Phones taken, no TikTok. You're in here.
No Pope's dancing.
No Pope's dancing, no dances, okay. No trends. They're inside. And then they start whispering about each other. Do you know Archbishop Geraldine is a bitch? And he has two booty papas on the side. Do you know that? And they all whisper
to each other. So are they voting for them?
Yeah, they're voting. They're voting like, I guess like every other day.
They're lying, cheating, and stealing, trying to get the crown. Sounds like Drag Race.
It's so exactly why the movie's so good. So they're all gossiping about each other. He's like, oh, he got two baby mamas in the East. He's fucking on the low. Like, see? He's still fucking.
And I say the Christians are the most messy?
Very messy. And then one of the baby mamas, the nun, shows up.
Okay, well, don't give me too much because I kind of want to watch it now.
No, it's good. And he's like, that's my baby father. He can't be the Pope.
He can't.
He got two kids for me and he dipped.
So they're not supposed to have children?
I'm a single mom.
I need to like do some research on what the Pope is because I have no clue.
No, it's good. It's good. You should watch it though.
So it's like Pope Francis, like Queen Elizabeth?
Yeah. She's a figurehead. They're figureheads. They're just like... Okay. These are people you go to and you shake their hands. You know, if you do a movie like Mission Impossible, you meet them.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll give it a watch. So the Pope is from Chicago.
The Pope is from Chicago. And
Has there ever been an American Pope?
No, this is the first American Pope.
That doesn't seem too good.
I'm from Chicago at that. The water's like green. Let's round out with Letterboxd, our recent Letterboxd reviews.
Ooh, let's go. Wait, I have to download the app. So let's chit-chat about something else while we pull that up.
I actually have you on here.
Are you going to read mine?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cute.
As recent... Let's go friends' recent reviews. And honestly, let's pick one.
The way you wrote it.
Okay. Oh, wait. Let me give a little... Okay, guys. No. I make a lot of typos because it's just a running, just I'm streaming. It's just going. It's just
there are no periods and no commas.
It's just going. And I have a, okay, go ahead.
This is for the movie Challenger, starring Zendaya and two white men who are nameless. You lot are liars.
This is too loud.
Exclamation point. This was not the hit y'all gave it. It wasn't sexy steam, as people said. These are just horny, spelled with K-N-E-E as a knee. The musculoskeletal part. People and stands in there blindly. Everyone was decent. The dialogue sucked. The gaps were terrible. Took entirely too long to uncover the beef between people. Soundtrack, tennis ball were the stars of the show. Of the movie. IO emoji, 2 stars.
Explain.
Sucked.
Challengers, yeah. People overhype that to bits. And they do that with a lot of stuff. Like, everyone does that. Same why I'm not seeing Sinisters yet. But I went to see it, I'm like, this is a visual album. This is just music following a tennis ball. We don't know the plot, what's going on, who are these people, why are there so many flashbacks, what's going on. It was just missing a lot of substance, which is my problem with a lot of movies right now.
Where's I agree with that. Yeah. I think it was an art movie. It was for art people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but still, even art films are good. Well, not all of them.
Yeah. It was, we were looking for dialogue, talking, what, why do they, but it was like, what's going on? Yeah, like, so it was because he wanted to fuck his girl, so like every other thing, like I don't.
I could have been sitting in the first 5 minutes.
I agree with you on Challengers. That blew me. Music was great.
Loved it. Directed. I was in the
Yeah, that was great. Beautiful camera work.
It sucked.
Okay. So what I noticed, anything attached to Zendaya, people are going to stand. Which I get, she's a pretty girl, not a great actress. Let's start there. I would like to see her in a good role. Put it out, because I want it to happen. I need to see her in a good role. She has done very... Like, even Spider-Man, with it, was it Malcolm and Marie?
Euphoria. Malcolm and Marie was the first one I thought she gave it her entire body.
Did you watch it?
I was confused about, like, what
was going on.
But also, everything that the guy, Sam, puts out is like that.
So...
Because, like, he did that show with The Weeknd that sucked.
I didn't watch that. I didn't want to ruin my view of The Weeknd, so... But, back to... What was I saying? In theater, the easiest emotions to play are gonna be anger and sadness. So I would like to see a little bit more, some balance, some other emotions, some better technique.
I think she hasn't been given something.
That's what
good.
I'm saying. Like she, Euphoria, her celebrity,
she kills Euphoria. Like the scene where she's like fighting with
her
mom.
Can play, well, yeah, no. She had great moments.
Yeah.
But it's easy to play that.
And
I follow the makeup artist. We know.
Never mind. So, okay. But I'm saying, like, for what she's done, she went from Marvel, Disney to Marvel. Like, she stepped into that role. She was playing sad. She's playing indifferent. Even the scene in the bathroom where they're like, what play are you in? Like, even
different
that
from
alone.
Her usual doesn't make it good.
No, but even when she was doing her usual shit, where she's just being a person, like a high schooler, like, what play are you in? Like, even that, she was acting well in. Like, she just, I'm, like, high off my shit, and, like, this girl is in a whole, like, plaid dress.
Watch this.
What the fuck is she on?
No, this is crazy. It's easy to play high. You can play anger. These are easy emotions.
And you didn't do it well. So how easy
because
was
I'm
it?
Laughing. I'm just such a happy-go-lucky guy. And but it is a very thing. Like, I fully made a series. I recorded it. It's on my laptop. Of Euphoria. I auditioned. Well, I was going to audition. I have the recording. I have a reading. Because it's that easy. But I think her celebrity is bigger than the role she's had. Is my biggest thing. Like, she's known for being a pretty girl in that dress as well.
Oh, yeah. And I think if it wasn't for Euphoria, she would still be... You could still say that about her. But Euphoria was her...
Still think so.
Euphoria was a show where you're like, oh, you can't say this about me anymore. Like, I did Euphoria.
I think people remember Euphoria for the makeup more than her acting. Anyone's acting in there.
You do.
The masses.
Anyways, let's go to the
deck. We have to be real.
About what? She did good on Euphoria. Like, we're disagreeing.
She did good for it to be outside of her usual. But
who out acted her on Euphoria?
No one. Nothing was good. It was subpar at best.
I think, you know who I'm really excited about? She's able to, like, not make her Instagram, her personality, like some of the other kids. Like, Storm Reid.
She's a great actor.
Great actor. Everything I see her.
She's a great actress.
Everything I see her, and I'm like, she fucking lives in this. Like, she was in The Last of Us. Great job.
I love that. Cried every episode.
She has such an expressive face, like very easily expressive face.
Yes.
And her dialogue, she's really good about with her talking. I think if she's able to stay away
it
from
it feels
like,
real, like not a character I'm reading dialogue. It feels like she is her in the scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I believe her as a Nia's little sister when she's in those scenes. Like when she's like torn up about it. I'm like, real.
Real?
But she's like teetering among like a TikTok dancer type. She has a social media presence that's like,
yeah,
it's not I given. I want to be serious. I'm a now. Serious actor, huh?
I said I feel like they have to now.
They don't. There's a lot of actors that don't even have Instagram, like
because they're established visibility. You're not getting booked if you don't have TikTok following.
Yeah. I just feel like, because right now Zendaya's at a point where, like, unless she has a brand deal with, like, Louis Vuitton or, like, I don't know if I said that right.
She has a bunch.
Yeah, but she's like, out with the girls at the club, on vacation with the girlies, and it's like, I'm like, you gotta make yourself more mysterious. Maybe that's just me being old-fashioned.
I think mysterious celebrity is dead.
No.
Everyone wants to, they're
no.
so relatable.
No, the more mysterious what? You are, the better.
No, we're seeing two different things. Maybe because I'm chronically online and I see it all. But these freaking celebrities are telling all of their business. They're all up on the Instagrams showing their good old purchases and what they're eating. And
that's like the Kylie Jenners of the world and no one takes them seriously.
No one it's everyone. Even like in interviews are saying how in the contracts they're like required to post on Instagram more or on TikTok. On a bunch of the Hollywood Reporter, do you watch those?
Yeah, no, that's normal. I'm saying like mysterious in a sense where unless you have a job to do, everyone online knows this because you have a job. Like when Zendaya's online, we're like, she has a job.
No, she gives that. Like even before all of this, like even where can I put it? She's never gave, let me tell you all my business. It's always,
and I think that's why she's so famous. Like, the Shake It Up, the reason why Bella Thorne is where she is career-wise is because she told us too much. I genuinely feel like the mysteriousness of an actor adds to your accolades. Like, you're taking more seriously if they don't know what the fuck's going on with you. And my issue with, like, the new up-and-coming girlies is, like, you're at the brink of, like, it's either you're making Lifetime movies or you're getting an Oscar. Like, it's really that...
Left
it's really that
great.
For you. And you're just like, I'm going to keep posting. And like, and I feel like
I bet those residuals are amazing.
Breaking point for that. Huh?
I said, I bet those residuals are amazing.
No, I mean, no. They make them like in a week in Canada. Like
they play them over.
That's if the, I mean, we would assume that the contract is not what it's supposed to be for
but
Lifetime.
Yeah, I get your viewpoint, but I also, no.
Hello? Yeah. I'm gonna stick by my point. I think your social media I think your social media presence decides if you're gonna be in on Lifetime or at the Oscars.
I think your content decides that.
No, I don't think any online presence at all.
Because no, look at Io.
Huh?
Io, she's having a big old moment, but she's like bonkers online as well.
Io DeBrie, the minute she got on The Bear, she has deleted her Twitter. She has not commented a full caption post on a movie on Letterboxd. Her Instagram is only posts about freeing Palestine.
Period. Free Palestine.
She got rid of her podcast and the old episodes. The minute she got nominated, she was like, oh, this is for real? Say less.
Quite, again, I'm chronically online, so I see these people pretty often. So maybe...
So, like, what's just... the... Deleted the entire account. So, yeah, I understand. I think people want to hold on to the life that they had, but the more people are able to see your personality in real life, the more... The less they can watch a movie and be like, oh, this is your character. Because they're like, I just have this person on the beach in Cancun. Yeah.
I can see that.
And there's one of my favorite actors right now. He's so low-key. His name is Austin Abrams.
I don't know anyone's name.
Who's this guy?
Never seen him in my life.
What is he know. In? He's in, like... he was in Chemical Hearts, but that's not even where I know him from. He did this movie, Wolves, with Brad Pitt. And he's in Euphoria. He's in this movie, Paper Towns. He was in Due Revenge. Yeah, he's
Dune?
Really...
Or... I didn't like Dune.
No. He was in Euphoria.
Was he?
He was a guy dating that Mexican girl.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, and then the Mexican girl disappeared. The plus size girl that was Mexican.
Okay. Oh, okay. I want to have a Euphoria episode. I really want to deep dive into Euphoria.
We'll do actually. I mean, the season's coming out, so we'll do that.
It's still happening.
Yeah. They've been filming around Cali.
Okay, I'll rewatch and then, because I have a lot to say about that show.
We'll do a quick review. So we'll do an episode review of, like, before the show, the new season comes out. Okay. I mean, now that we know we had vastly different high school experiences, we'll have vastly different takes, because I was like, this is unrealistic. Coke in the bathroom? Who's doing this?
Girl.
Beautiful camera
terrible
work.
Acting. Terrible dialogue.
I actually think the...
Go ahead. No.
I think the men carried.
Yes. Okay. What's going on?
I hate talking about Zendaya's acting because I think she's really wonderful in Euphoria.
For her outside of normal. Yes.
Yeah. Everything else, I haven't seen her in a movie where I was just like, oh, you locked in here.
Her celebrity is just bigger than her roles. And I would love to see it.
Yeah. And I think she's one of those people where she knows it on some level. So she's like...
Honestly, if I could be pretty and paid, I would.
Yeah, she's pretty and she's paid. And I think that she also understands her limitations. Mm-hmm. She's not going to pick up something like Anora, right?
I have to see that to agree.
Yeah, but she's not going to pick up something where she's like, I have to be naked and to get this... point across.
I don't think she'll ever do anything like that. I mean, she was kind of naked in Malcolm and Marie, but like in a bathtub.
Yeah. And even in Challengers, it was like a full, you know, bra and underwear situation. I think she's like, if it requires that, I'm not doing it. And I think a lot of Oscar worthy, let's get Nicole Kidman naked on the floor. Like
naked or black trauma.
Yeah, and she's not going to do either of those things. And I think those are things that people consider being pushed out of your comfort zone, out of the box, and different for Zendaya. Mm-hmm. If Zendaya were to do a black trauma, she'd get her Oscar yesterday.
Yeah. She'd be on a nice, nasty movie run.
Oh, yeah.
Gross. Like Viola Davis.
I don't think Viola... Well, I give it that.
A lot of her roles are black trauma.
I give it that. But not recently. She's been out of that for a while.
Well, because she has her EGOT now, so basically it's her decision to what she wants to do.
Yeah. But to get in there. I mean, you have would be going backwards right now in the space that really? She's in right now. Because she got an Emmy. She got two Emmys.
I mean, yeah.
So, like, for a rom-com... Euphoria? Yeah. Mm. A rom-com would be like, that's what you do when you're not getting the serious roles and the arty roles that you want. You're not getting that.
But that's like... Sandra Bullock. That's, what's her name? Jenner, the girl famous for her hair. Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, but you know what? They're old. They had to lock in on some rom-com.
But that was the, like, I would love for rom-coms to come back because that's just.
And not in real rom-coms.
The dialogue is beautiful in rom-coms.
Next episodes is strictly rom-coms.
The plot, strictly. Yeah, we can do it because I had a watch moment. Did I post on Letterboxd?
Yeah, wait. I recommended some to you.
Yeah, you have to read yours now.
I am a rom-com.
Shout out to Zendaya. We need you to get a serious role, babe.
I'm a
rom-com. All your roles are serious, but...
I'm rooting for her. I really am. I want the best for her. I really want her to thrive.
Great girl.
Beautiful gowns, great gowns. And to round it up, One of my Letterboxd.
Yeah, wanna play this song on replay. Copyright.
It's crazy her last album was with Chris Brown.
Not Beat Him Down, Chris Brown.
No, yeah, him exactly, buddy.
Exactly. Okay.
He's in jail. Last topic.
Okay.
Recent media. You know, he said free Tory Lanez, and then immediately the next day, he was arrested.
Good.
No, like, I've never seen karma work as quickly. The next day, he was in jail. Everyone was like, free yourself.
You. People are a little too forgiving.
No, like.
Stop.
It was so crazy. Being a celebrity sucks. Being a celebrity sucks.
I would not survive.
Like, you could literally be like, hate blueberries, and the next day, blueberries are terrorists. Or you'd be like, I love blueberries, and the next day, blueberries are terrorists. Now there's audio with you everywhere talking about how much you love the blueberries.
Yeah.
I love.
I support blueberries.
If they ever put a blueberry in jail, I'll break them out. And the next day, it's like, blueberry actually blew up Chicago. And
here's Marcel saying, I love blueberries.
He's for it.
Is this what you stand for? Yeah, plant them everywhere. It's like, I have a blueberry plant in my backyard. Where did they come from?
Blueberries?
Yeah.
The berries are blue.
Is it a plant, or is it like something in the water, like cranberries?
I believe that's a plant. A berry. I mean, but wait a minute. Cranberry? I don't believe cranberries are farmed in water. I think they're put in water to be housed. Cranberries definitely grow on trees.
No, they're in the water. Why? Why is that man in the water then? Waiting around.
Because that's how they're farmed.
What do you mean?
Like farm? Harvested. Farming. They're harvested from the trees and then put in the water.
So what you're telling me, they're catching them from the trees in mass? They're
shaking them off and like scraping them. Yeah, they're picked and put in the water.
Taking them from the tree, keeping them in the bundle.
Because they have to grow there. They don't just spawn in water, babe.
Okay, so when it's in the water, then what?
That's after.
What else does it do in the water?
There, I don't know.
Okay, so you don't know.
I do know that they don't grow in water.
I do know that for sure.
You know what?
That's just their thing.
I'll see what Justin Bieber has to say about this.
Probably not.
Because me and him both know the cranberries are grown in the water. Because why is that ocean spray guy always in the fucking water picking them up?
That's their stick. Their selling point. That's their Arby's. We have the meat.
Pictures are in the water, bitch. I got it. It's a tree in the water, you dummy.
A tree in the water.
No. It's a leaf. But they're grown in the water, bro.
That's not true.
Share the screen.
I'm searching right now.
Share the screen?
No, I'm searching right now.
It's literally them in the lake. It's cranberries with the tree log in the lake. With the branches in the lake, bro. You're dumb, just like Dustin.
I'm on cranberries.com.org, sorry.
Underwater, bitch. Underwater. Got a lot of nerve talking to me like that.
What?
Ow!
Combination of soil and water. Okay.
You win.
What?
No. Cranberries grow in beds layered with sand, peat, and gravel.
Water in them.
They store and purify water to help maintain the water table. What? These beds are commonly known as bogs or marshes, where originally formed results of glacial disposition. No.
See, one thing men will do. See you.
Okay, I'll allow it. No, I'll allow it. I concede and you win.
One thing.
Let the record show.
At the top of your career.
What? At the top of your career, please.
Okay, this is for... This is... I'll mention pretty quick. So, the one I said for Lifeless, I said AI-ass movie.
What's a Lifeless?
It's like a movie about this woman whose mother dies, and she gives her... she blackmails her into doing a list of things to get her inheritance.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And then I watched Opus with Ayo. Mm-hmm. Great gown. Beautiful gowns.
Okay.
And I won't say anything because she's also African. We only have a few of her in the scene.
I think Ayo might have a bit of the Zendaya effect. And the bear is her Euphoria.
And that's all I'll say. Right. And I can't say much because I really love her and I want her to be
great. I do too. I really enjoy her. Same with Zendaya. Great people. I don't know them personally. They seem nice.
Anora, she's beautiful.
Wait, no, you can't give us all of them.
Okay.
We'll save one for like each end of.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to leave it with Opus. Let me read my article. I'm going to be real.
Yeah.
Because she wants to grow, and we want to give people a chance to grow. Mm-hmm. See, A24 does this thing where they take a big celebrity or actor that's popping off in the moment, and they put them in a movie they already wrote. I guess is how all movies work, but in a sense where it's like, this person is popping off, we need to make a movie with them. It doesn't matter if they fit the part or it makes sense for what their strengths are as an actor. We need to put this out. We need to say we did a movie with this actor. It's going to sell. They're popping off right now. She's a good actor. Terrible movie. What was my take?
I'm going to have to watch the movie, but I do believe you.
Yeah, Marcel. That's too much energy.
Hi, I'm Tomi, and this is a spin. And we're just two friends. They're going to get together weekly and talk about whatever the fuck is bothering us. Not even bothering us, but whatever we want to talk about in the media and whatever show we're watching. And go over our Letterboxd reviews for the week.
Yeah, this is just a little chit-chat. We're just going to deep dive into the dark, dark web.
And why Marisol thinks the earth is flat. And then let's close out.
Why Tommy said Beyonce is a black... failure.
Fair. No, I would never say that.
See, we're spinning. We're spinning. You know, spin it.
We're spinning the truth. We're spinning logic. And thank you, everybody, for listening in. The two people that chimed in for this week. And
we really appreciate you.
Hey, my family and friends. this was really fun. I like talking to you, and I hope we get to do it, make time to do it every week.
I don't know if I have time for that anymore, but I do appreciate you inviting me.
Typical.
I think we should get... That's all. Oh, wait. We got everybody? Bye.